I feel that I am at a Y in the road, so to speak, a crossroads.
Yeah.
Well, what else does a Y symbolize in your society? A wishbone. Make a wish.
I wish to, well, you talked earlier about impact.
Yes.
And that there's an audience already there. And that's one thing I've felt like I've been following my excitement. My mouth is getting dry.
That's all right.
That I have been following my excitement by connecting with fans of Yes. That's one of my most favorite musical groups.
Yes.
And combining that feeling, that vibration with A Course in Miracles and
yes.
holographic perspectives.
And your point is?
That I've been trying to make contact with these sorts of people.
Yes.
And to try to bring out these. I feel that the spiritual music
Why are you attempting to contact these people and are you having difficulty doing so?
Yes, because
why?
Because they do not contact me. I feel like I need...
Then why not simply create your own version of what they inspire in you? Thus taking yourself to the same vibrational level you believe they exist on, and thus allowing them to be able to see you for who you are, because they cannot perceive you if you don't exist in their vibrational state.
I guess I feel like I need help.
Well, what help?
That I some feedback, some reflection of
to do what?
To do what excites me the most, and so
which is where is your imagination? Use your imagination to apply what inspires you in whatever particular creative expression you wish.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have created websites and some forms to speak.
Yes, but you are giving us the very, very, very distinct impression that you actually haven't acted as fully on your excitement as you could because you're being held back by the idea that you can't do it yourself.
Yeah.
And the idea is that as soon as you take action as best as you can, you will have the help you need, even though it may not necessarily come from the directions that your mind expects it should. Mm-hmm. So, close the doors on the idea of the expectation and open the doors to the unknown and allow the help to come from unexpected directions. Mm-hmm. That will be the most surprising, the most fun, the most inventive, and the most creative, and just know it will come that way. But you must be on about the business of actually taking action on the things that excite you to the best of your ability. If you make a contact or an attempt at a connection to someone and they do not respond, then that is not an obstacle. It's an arrow telling you you need to move in another direction.
Okay.
So do it. Mm-hmm. Don't look at it. Don't define it as an obstacle. Mm-hmm. Keep moving in whatever direction you are capable of acting on your excitement in. Mm-hmm. That's the whole point. Even by what you may perceive as their ignoring of you, they're actually giving you a sign saying, don't go this way, go this way. This is you, not this way. This is the way to find you. Mm-hmm. Then, when you're in a different state, if there is a purpose and a reason for you to be in touch with them, synchronicity will make sure it is so. But don't wait for that because of your expectations of what you think it must happen like. Move on whatever way you can. Express your true excitement in whatever way you are capable of doing at every single moment, and that will be the thread that will lead to all other moments that need to happen in your excitement and to allow you to continue to expand in that direction. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Then thank you.
Thank you,
Bashar.
All
we're really saying is, just play. Just play.
I like having fun.
All right. Then
thank
have
you.
Fun with everything that happens, and do not disappoint yourself from your seat of control. Make sure you remain appointed to be the one in charge of your dream, your vision, your reality. All right?
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And remember, you're not alone. You already have help from guides and many other beings anyway.